Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
There's nothing more annoying than podcast ads, right? If you want to listen to your favorite Saints podcast, the Saints Happy Hour podcast, ad-free, become a patron today and never have to listen to dumb ads ever again. As a $10 patron, you also get our booze bundle as a welcome gift to the Saints Happy Hour community. It includes a Forever Drew cup, a Crew de Taysom cup, a Saints Happy Hour beer koozie, and a Saints Happy Hour shot glass. Sign up today at saintshappyhour.com. That's saintshappyhour.com.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy Cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour podcast. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Juge apparently got his hair cut in a wood chipper. It's all gone. He's looking very Tom Brady-ish.
Tom Brady, that is, you're being generous and nice, Ralph. He looks like Lloyd fucking Christmas from Dumb and Dumber.
Jesus
Christ.
He's just
missing like a missing tooth, and he'd be Lloyd Christmas. Actually, Ralph, if we took your smile and your teeth.
Lloyd Christmas is like the bowl cut, like straight across, man. Come
it
on.
Is.
Who did that? Did you have your youngest daughter do that?
So,
who cut
so,
for you?
So, Juge,
look, I'm a bald guy, okay? I shave my own head.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The fact that you didn't call me or text me and consult me and ask for help or opinions is not only insulting, but it was stupid on your part, obviously, by the
final. Well, here's the thing. So, my wife, my hair was long. I mean, it's as long as it's ever been, and so she
goes, my wife,
we need to cut this, I need to cut your hair. So I said fine, give it a shot. And you know, so she starts actually on topic here, she used a our sponsor, our
future sponsor July again? Manscaped's coming back.
But what is it called again?
The Manscaped, the lawnmower.
The lawnmower 3.0.
It's coming back.
She's like, we just got the lawnmower, let me see. Lawnmower your hair because we haven't used it yet on your pubes. So
okay, but you just used it for the opposite purpose. That, yeah. They give that's supposed to be not something you use on your face. It's supposed
I'm
to be.
I'm aware.
You need a much bigger. Jesus Christ,
Dave. Yeah. Dave, yes, I'm aware. So she starts trimming, you know, and clear it very quickly. She's very confident. She's telling me, "I got this. This is a year. It's going to be great." And very quickly, she's like, "Oh shit." And so I tell her, look, just go a little shorter. Let's see if you can fix it. And she keeps going shorter. And the shorter and shorter she goes, the worse and worse it looks. And eventually I'm just like, look, fuck it. Just buzz it off. So here we are. Here we are.
Yeah, I mean, so on Father's Day, before we get to the Saints, actually, for the first time in like a month, didn't have major breaking national news. Dave, what was the most dad thing? What was the most dad thing you did on Father's Day today?
What do you mean by that? Like,
well, I mean like the most dad thing you can do. Like, I watched
the whole day was.
I watched a documentary on Hitler and then watched Everton play soccer.
Oh, right.
Watching documentaries is a very dad thing. Like going in your wood shop and like making a canoe would be a very
this
dad
took a dark
thing.
Turn, man. I really didn't think that Hitler would make the show today.
Yeah, it was Hitler's.
I wanted to.
I mean, I do have a skin head, but I don't know.
I wanted to play golf in the afternoon, but none of my friends were available or interested. So
I did play tennis for 2 hours and ignored my kids. That's a pretty dad thing to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing. That's the great thing about Father's Day. It's like I'm trying to not be a dad for the entire day. I'm trying to relieve myself of all dad responsibility. So the most dad thing I did, though, was
the biggest gift you could get, right, is to not be a dad.
Right. I watched a little golf. Just hung out on the couch. I ate a lot of salted cured meats from Italy, and I played a lot of Animal Crossing.
So you'll see right here that I'm wearing the Saints Happy Hour t-shirt.
That's right.
And I'm also rocking the Saints Happy Hour koozie. While
That's right.
paying my penance, I am currently, yes, it's true, I hate IPAs. If you listen to the show at all, you know I hate IPAs, but I am suffering through my penance and I'm drinking an IPA right now. This is a Hardywood Triadic New England style IPA. So I'm doing this and I'm about to take my first sip. So,
well, yeah,
that's got an 8% ABV. It's, From the brewery, Triadic is a New England style IPA with a hop combination like no other, using Motueka, Nelson Sauvin, and Bramling cross hops.
They blend together, it tastes like piss.
To create a triad of flavors.
Tastes like a hobo's butt cheeks dipped in a cesspool.
Says it's chewy and juicy. Now, chewy is a weird word to describe a beer. I've never.
Yeah, that's.
Chewy and juicy.
Let's talk about the bend quotient here, Dave.
It's very bendy as an IPA. It's one of the more bendy IPAs. But anyway, that is the kind of IPA. That's the kind of IPA that I like to drink. I like the haze. You know, I'm a haze boy. So right now I'm drinking. This is a new one from a local brewery here, Brew Carré, called Gramp Stamp. It's also a double hazy IPA. And also shout out, I know somebody noticed my official IPA glass that I was using. That was actually my Father's Day gift.
Wow.
Today, so it all comes full circle. But yeah, Andrew, I think if you put that in a glass and you didn't drink it out of the can, I think it might actually taste a little
bit. Yeah, but you're not, Dave, you know that if you put the Saints Happy Hour koozie, it increases flavor by 73%. That's scientific fact.
Well, I've got to say, if you don't even like a hazy New England style IPA, then you really, really hate IPAs, because that's not even like your traditional West Coast original, you know, really bitter hoppy IPA like a Sierra Nevada or a Stone Brewery.
Even been listening to what I've been saying for the last decade?
No, I know, but these are like that beer that you're drinking now should be very juicy and fruity, and it should be smooth. I don't taste any hop.
It tastes like asshole.
Juge hates IPAs like most Saints fans hate Vernon Davis. I mean,
but do you think that it's bitter? Does it taste bitter to you still?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. That's so
yes.
Weird.
Very hoppy. Incredibly hoppy. Ugh.
Well, yeah, it's hoppy, but it's not like
it tastes like I'm licking a candle, you know?
Oh, I don't know.
Like a scent.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Did candle. That's what it tastes like.
White cotton.
It tastes like I'm drinking sap from a Christmas tree.
I feel like that would be sweet. That would taste like maple syrup. I don't know.
It's the worst.
It all adds up to awful.
That worst Christmas gift ever. So
I still have to go to Olive Garden. I know. I'm gonna get there.
Hey, yeah. Look, it's that's you owe. Now look, I've stepped up. I'm paying my penance live on our show. You're next, dude. You need to bring breadsticks to the next live show.
Yeah,
it's all on you.
Don't
now.
They have? Can't you get a curbside order from Olive Garden, or don't they have Olive Garden in the frozen food section of your local grocery? You could heat up some breadstick, have them nice and toasty, ready to go for next Sunday night, Dave. I'm just saying.
My God, no.
You know, the thing is, it's like every sip I take, I'm hoping that maybe I'll be a little bit more lit up, that it just won't affect me as much, but every taste is worse. That's the thing that kills me about IPAs.
I wanted you to be so drunk on this show you vomit halfway through.
I mean, I'm well on my way. I don't even need to be drunk to vomit drinking this shit.
This is going to be great.
It makes me almost want to vomit.
Oh, perfect. Oh, right,
we'll get to the Mora bracket in a second. By the way, everybody, we had a meeting and we decided to take all the best of the Jim Mora clips, like the short 5 to 10 second ones, and like incorporate them in the show. And we have like a dozen of them now. Dave had requests.
Would you say that's the only time that Ralph has used a sound clip in a timely manner, and it actually be relevant and topical
and
funny?
In fairness, he's done it a few times, and every time we have pointed it out.
Hey,
that is idiotic. You're idiotic. That is f***ing stupid. Wake up. I don't take into account shit. All I take into account is they kicked our ass today. That's what I take into account.
This comes from the heart.
Fuck both of you people. That's what it's from the heart. That's the mini. That's the mini. That's the mini Jim Mora
sound.
Ralph
is on point right now.
Do you do bar mitzvahs and birthday parties?
I do.
Clearly you have not been drinking today.
I know. The only thing is wrong is my studio for YouTube says that people aren't getting the video, but apparently they are. So whatever. So actual Saints topic, as we go from Saints past Jim Mora to an IPA's being terrible. Chris Sims got dragged by Saints Twitter this week. Me and Andrew even did a breaking news podcast, which you should subscribe and become a $10 patron. Then you get the Saints happy hour every single day. You should do that. But, Dave, I got to thinking, and on a semi-serious note about Chris Sims just being offensive and slanderous towards Drew Brees, it's that kind of bullshit, Chris Sims' slander of Drew Brees, that I believe keeps him from getting MVPs. Like, people just slander him in a way that is totally unjustified, totally unwarranted, but it's little chinks like that that have kept him from getting MVPs, and it pisses me off, and I want to punch Chris Sims in the face with my one good arm.
He has a very punchable face.
He does.
He's beaten the Saints, what, 3 times? He's 3-0 against the Saints?
I think he's 4-0, actually.
I don't know. You know, I get what you're saying, Ralph. I don't know if I agree with you. You know, obviously there was the one season, what was that, 2011, when Rodgers got it over Brees, and that was probably definitely the most, you know, the closest.
Egregious. Word would be egregious.
Yeah, I was thinking of that word, actually. But, you know, I think it might be the reverse. I think it might be the other way around. I think he's just had bad luck. Every time he's had a great season, that we've discussed this before in the podcast, every time Drew has put up great numbers, had a great MVP-like season, there's always been one other person who has just done something way, way more crazy and had a way better season, and just you couldn't ignore that person, and you had to give him the MVP. And I think because of that, I think that now is what is generating the Brees hate and just the Brees disrespect. And I wouldn't say hate. I would say disrespect. They know he's good, but it boggles the mind that the man can own every significant passing record in the history of the NFL, and you put him fucking – 16th on the list. Is that what
let me right? let me ask you this. I mean, I don't want to go down this path too much because we could make a whole show out of this. But if Breeze was on the Bears or the Giants or, I mean, name any major market team, do you guys think that he would be slighted as much? Like, do you think it's a small market thing, or do you think it's more just he doesn't have, like, a sexy style? Like, he's not Michael Vick.
We'll get back to the show in just a second. There is no shortage of action going on with our partners over at betonline.ag. The sports world is slowly making its way back with the NBA announcing its return in late July. But right now, UFC, boxing, NASCAR, and international soccer all have resumed play, and BetOnline has the best odds and lines for their upcoming games and matches. You need more? BetOnline has simulated NFL, NBA, and UFC happening live every day for our devout gamblers to check out. BetOnline also offers hundreds of live casino games, poker tournaments, and the best props in the business. Visit BetOnline.ag on your computer or mobile device and join now to receive your welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online wagering experts. I think it's partially market, but it's not, because Aaron Rodgers plays in Green Bay, and Green Bay literally has like 10 people in the whole city. But I do think it's partially his style of play. But I would say this: if Tom Brady just was coming off the season that Drew Brees just had, and he went to Tampa, Tampa's over-under in Vegas would be like 12.5. Like, you know, that's how great Brees was when he came back from the thumb injury, right? So I just think it's this slander with Brees. And look, I get that Chris Sims, the picture that I have of him on for the live stream slide for the backup if the video didn't work, was making him look like Billy Bob Thornton from Sling Blade. And I know we hate him, and I know he's kind of a douche, and he wants clicks. But I do think it's a larger thing. Like, I do think, you know, people discount Drew Brees. Mina Kimes, who we had on the show, she rated him pretty low too. I just think there's this something about him where people just, they're not, his brilliance is not exciting.
It's interesting you just brought up the Patriots comparison, because, you know, Tom Brady has always had Belichick and Brees has always had Peyton, but Belichick is known as a defensive coach, and so Brady's always been on the other side of the ball, and so maybe he's had Charlie Weiss or Josh McDaniels, he's had these other guys, but it's like he's on the other side of the ball, and the combination of them are taking care of both sides of the field, you know? Whereas, like, Brees has always been in tandem with Sean Payton, so it's harder for him to, I don't know, it's almost like, I wonder if it's easier for people to put Brady on a pedestal, because while he is aligned with Belichick, it's almost like they're occupying different parts of the field, you know? Whereas maybe people are saying that, maybe saying that Brees is more reliant on Sean Payton, and that Sean Payton deserves more credit for his success, kind of thing.
I would say that's part of it. You know, the other thing is there's this, Dave, this weird thing about Brees where his skills and his accomplishments and everything that he does, people are happy for him, but they aren't amazed by his ability. It's not like when we watch like a Michael Vick when he was at his peak, we'd be like, oh my God, he just threw a 90-yard bomb. He scrambled for 150 yards. And isn't that incredible? Where Drew Brees, everybody's like, I'm so happy for Drew. He's got the touchdown record, and he's small, and he's got all these passing. That's good for Drew. Good job, Drew. Like, it's just this weird, different view of Brees that the media has, I think.
Yeah.
Juge has to he's got to add some water. He's got to drink some water in between IPA sips.
It's true.
By the way, I'm really enjoying it every time. I really love this video stuff, because every time Juge takes a sip of the IPA, he grimaces because it's just so unbearable. So I get to watch that live, and then I look at my phone where I have the live stream pulled up, and there's like a 10-second delay, so I get to watch him grimace again. So I'm getting to doubly enjoy each and every sip.
I would rather drink gasoline. It would be more effective. Milk was a bad choice. Nice.
So
Ralph is on fire with the.
I know.
Just,
well, the thing is, Andrew, last week I was so preoccupied with the video crashing. This week, it crashed, and I knew that it worked fine, even though the studio in YouTube tells me that it's not working. It tells me to reboot it. I just block it out, and I just keep on. I just keep the Ramshackle podcast. I just keep on rolling.
By the way, you can't see this, and I'm not going to show it on the show. I mean, you've seen my shirt, the Saints Happy Hour podcast shirt. You've seen the koozie. You should donate.
Yeah.
You should become a patron so you can get access to this
amazing
swag. But I'm also rocking the Manscaped underwear, which I won't show you, but
do it. Do it.
Patrons only XXX Saints Happy Hour podcast.
Yeah, you know, you got to be a $75 patron to see that.
I'm a boxers guy, but I got the pair of underwear, so I tried it out the other day. And first of all, you know, I went about 7/8 of the day through until I realized I was wearing them backward. because I thought it was weird that there was no fly in the front. And then I turned them around, and there's still no fly on the front. There actually is no fly on the front. So
yeah, there is.
But that was weird. But it was cool. They were nice. They really hug you and in all the right places.
Yeah,
the shirts. So
Manscaped.
They
went all out when they're coming back in July. But speaking of becoming a patron, we have the Discord channel, and all the patrons get access to the Discord channel. And Andrew had a fantastic—I don't know if it was a theory or a joke or whatever—but he was talking about how, what are the odds that Bill Belichick would just infect the entire Patriots team in the middle of June with the Rona, so they would all be cured and ready to go for the season? That would be like super villain type shit. But Andrew, if a coach was going to infect his whole team with the Rona to give him an advantage for the 2020 season, Bill Belichick is the most likely guy to do it, right?
Well, I mean, we've seen Clemson, what, like 23 players are
LSU had
infected.
30, I think.
LSU has quarantined a bunch of guys. And we were talking about this, Ralph. We were texting about this week. But I just feel like, shit, get it out of the way in training camp. Or just any time before the season, if half your team is quarantined and either exposed or has it, but you know, is relatively fine, because we're talking about younger professional athletes. Like, are they not better off? Now, this is a whole different conversation from what's responsible, what's the right thing to do. Like, there's this whole question mark of, should we be all taking a long-term view with this and not having sports, you know, and not exposing ourselves to this. But clearly that's not the way America and the world is doing
the
this.
The way America and I look at it is, if LSU get 80 to 90% of the team infected before July, so
go Tigers.
So we can get back to back. That's what I want.
No, exactly though. Like, if you're looking at this in terms of football is going to happen no matter what, and it's just a question of who gets infected when, you're better off just knocking it out now. And then hopefully no one, you're all exposed, you have antibodies, you're not going to get it again, and then you can get through the season. So, like, we joke about this, but it's almost like you're better off. And so that was my joke. It's like, would Belichick intentionally infect every Patriot now so that come week one of the regular season, he's like, hey, we're all infected, we're good to go.
I do
have to say, I think from a medical standpoint, I think it seems very likely. I think the stats kind of point to the fact that once you get coronavirus, that you probably don't get it again. But I don't think that they've actually proven
the Belichick Zoom call where he tells the whole team they have the Rona. It'd just be like mumble, mumble, mumble. You got the Rona. We're on to training camp. Like, that would be amazing.
On a training camp. On to Cincinnati. Yep. But yeah, no, you're right. You're right, Dave. That's
but
part
here,
of it. Who knows?
But it, here's
but my thing is, like, what if an NFL player dies?
Ooh.
Like, that's the thing. Like, what if someone gets on a ventilator, or like, what if it gets serious because they have underlying conditions or just bad luck, whatever?
That would be it. They would stop it immediately.
That's a fucking game changer, right?
Well, yeah, that would totally be a game changer. But I do think, to keep it lighter, is there going to be a bigger, scarier thing this entire year for us as a podcast and as Saints fans to hear this breaking news on ESPN, CNN, wherever, and you're like holding your breath when they announce these players getting the Rona? Is it a Saints player? Like, I think that's going to be the biggest constant fear hanging over the 2020 season.
Are not a Saint channel in Discord is going to get tons of work this year.
It's overflowing with us making fun of other teams' players getting the Rona. Because we're horrible people, and that's what we do. But on a kind of serious note, you know, the coronavirus cases are going up, and I was telling people before the show, Dave, and I was saying, look, when it gets darkest and you think they're not going to have a season, I want you to do two things. I want you to tune into this podcast because we're the most fun and we tell the most jokes. But the second thing I want you to do is Google the 1982 NFL season. The NFL in 1982, they had a 9-game season. After 2 weeks, the players went on strike for 8 weeks. The NFL came back, played 7 more games, expanded the playoffs to 16 teams when the NFL only had 28 teams. And oh, by the way, of course, the Saints didn't make the playoffs, even though more than half the teams
shocker.
In the league.
Fucking shocker.
But my point is, the NFL, they're going to give us a season of football. It might not be 16 weeks. It might be 8 weeks. It might be 4 weeks in playoffs. It might be weird, but they are going to give us a goddamn season. I am laying my flag down now. You can tell me to do any stupid thing you want. If they don't have a season, I'm planting my flag in the ground. We are having football in 2020.
I think as long as the status quo, you know, everything stays the same. Sure, I think that's very believable, but it's highly possible that things could go totally south and then everything gets shot to shit. But
if I can drink an IPA, anything's possible.
No, I mean, if things remain the same and don't get any worse, I think absolutely the NFL would continue and would put some kind of plan together so we could have football. But again, if it gets worse, you know, if our healthcare system starts getting overrun again.
Nothing's more important than football in 2020, David. Nothing. I will lose my mind. We are having football. I don't want your negativity. You take that shit elsewhere.
Sorry.
It makes me almost want to vomit.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
You're like batting 1,000 tonight, Ralph.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I don't know how many people in the chat or I know, Andrew, I know you're a big PSG soccer fan. But the EPL started back this week, and I was watching it because I'm starved for sports and I want to gamble on sports. BetOnline.ag, they're a sponsor. Go there. You can gamble on anything you want. The thing is, The crowd noise, the pumping crowd noise was weird, Dave, but the thing that was really odd was, like, fans, since they can't get together for watch parties, they're trying to do Zoom parties and all this. If we have football, it's not going to be normal like it is. How are we going to, especially in New Orleans where food and beat and everything is so central to the experience, how are we going to tweak the experience to give us that full New Orleans sort of game day experience with our family and friends and all that? If we, you know, you got a social distance, you can't go to the game. How are we going to do that to make it just as fun as it always is?
I don't really have any good answers for you. I hate to tell you, but
I think you need to ask our friends in Baton Rouge and Tigerland.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you said I was negative in my response to the last question. So, I mean, I'll be optimistic on this one, and I'll say if things continue to get better, maybe we'll be able to get together in larger groups or whatever come September. I mean, that's, I mean, you know, in this whole coronavirus timeline, you know, 3 months is an eternity, you know, as far as what we know and how it's going and how it's spreading. But I don't, you know, we're going to have to, you're going to have to sit at home and watch it by yourself. Sorry.
I would
we
say
we can
this.
Watch it together. We could, here's what we can do. We can watch the game together live like this. And we could do our podcast like live while we're watching the game.
We did the old game streams, Andrew. It didn't work out so bad. We watched the Saints Browns in 2006, and we watched the Saints Chargers from 2015. Those are gone. By the way, don't look for those on our YouTube channel. You should subscribe to our YouTube channel anyway. They got taken down because we broke literally every single copyright rule that YouTube has. To do those live streams.
Sorry, YouTube. My apologies.
I will say one last thing about LSU.
Go Tigers!
All the players get infected in Tigerland. Tigerland has a 30-year record of being undefeated as a cesspool of disease. And if you went to LSU and you've ever been to Tigerland, you know what I'm talking about. P.S. I love Tigerland. I lived there for 3 years.
Is that like the boot at LSU? Is it like comparable? Like, you know how the boot is to Tulane?
Kind of. I mean, it's just like a little area where you leave the campus, you go across the train tracks, and it's just all these bars. It's all these bars and like two or three apartment complexes.
Oh, Tigerland is multiple bars. That's not the name of a bar.
No, Tigerland is like an area.
Correct.
It's like
an area.
You have Fred's. Oh. You have sports.
You know, for a store owner in Baton Rouge, Dave, you should probably figure that out.
Yeah.
Well, why? What do I need to know about that?
Tigerland, yeah. The only problem is this, everyone is not synced up at the same time. Hey, you know, we got dime store video here, people. Here's the thing. As we get closer to training camp, we're gonna start previewing the Saints' positions and that sort of thing. So we have to actually, before we get to the Jim Mora bracket and your questions, the Saints, the defensive line. I'm actually incredibly excited about the potential of the defensive line, Andrew. I look at it; they're gonna cut players that other NFL teams are going to want and are going to be rotation guys for them. That's how deep they are. Now, look, every team has problems. If they lost Cam Jordan or Davenport again, they'd be fucked. But you can't go off of that. This defensive line is really, really good, I think, from top to bottom.
Well, first of all, Ralph, I agree with you. Second of all, I'm shocked that you actually asked me a very specific, pointed football question with real topics.
Yeah, it only took 40 minutes.
I thought we were just gonna talk about how terrible IPAs are, and you know, I don't know, LSU for an hour. So, but no, yeah, I think you're right. Look, Trey Hendrickson is the thing about Trey Hendrickson. I don't think we talk about him enough. And you look at the Saints and how well they played in that playoff game against the Vikings. By and large, it was really, really fucking bad. I mean, the whole team laid an egg. Everybody. And if you were to ask me, who are the only people that stepped up in that game offensively, it was basically no one except for Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill was really the only guy on the entire roster, and he only touched the ball 8 times, and yet he accounted for, I think it was, what, like 48% of the offense yardage-wise at the end of the game. And then on the other side of the ball, it was Trey Hendrickson.
Game of his life. Game of his life.
Yeah, I mean, he was the one guy that stepped up and played incredible. And so, you know, yeah, I mean, he's not Davenport. He's not Cam Jordan. But I am excited to see how he plays this year. And there's a bunch of guys on that side of the ball. I mean, Shai Tuttle, Mario Edwards. They're not dominant players, but I'm just curious about them. Like, I like them as subs. They make plays here and there. Malcolm Brown is great against the run. You know, Sheldon Rankins, to me, is the biggest question mark of them all, because it's like, are we going to get anything? Is he done? Like, that's a fair question to ask. Is Sheldon Rankins done?
That was my question to you, Dave.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Who is going to be the second best player on the defensive line to Cam Jordan?
I knew you were going to ask me real football questions. I would have made sure to have the roster pulled up, because shit, I don't even remember who's on the team anymore.
Thank God for Kevin.
Oh, wait, question for Blue.
Yeah. You know, if he's back to 100% and he stays healthy, Sheldon Rankins, I guess, potentially.
I keep betting on Davenport.
Isn't it funny, like, how we always talk about football players and there's this disclaimer, like, if he stays healthy? It's like, that's like the million-dollar question for literally almost 80% of the league, right?
In life, totally. You know? Yeah. Like, people, are you going to have a podcast next week? Yes, if we're all alive. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, but, you know, there's a lot
different.
More... Yeah, the odds of a football player getting injured are
like 50-50, right?
Yeah.
A lot higher than one of us just dying from unnatural causes.
But it's like, if I don't get the Rona, like, that's more applicable to if he's healthy.
I feel like I need to reignite my love affair with David Onyemata. He's a guy who
paid that man his money.
They did it. They paid him. And I believe that after this year, we are going to be like, ha, 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 they are getting him for a ridiculous contract, just like DeMario Davis after his first year. That's my guy. David Onyemata is going to be their second best defensive lineman. So before we get to the Moore bracket, because we only have the semifinals
every year,
I know, but I love Onyemata. I can't quit
it. Like, if Onyemata is just like plateaus, like if he just stays the same, like, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, but if he got up to like if he crept up to like 8.5 sacks though, 7.5,
it's not gonna happen.
So We'll see.
Ralph's got a hard on for Onyemata, huh?
He always has.
He's like my modern day Wayne Martin.
I was gonna say he's your Wayne Martin.
Yeah. So this is a question from Alfredo. Which of the preseason favorites, Chiefs, Ravens, Saints, Niners, do you think has the biggest chance to fail in 2020, Andrew?
Well, the Niners quarterback room, the entirety of the quarterback room got Rona.
Not a good start.
Debo Samuel broke his foot, and he's out like 12 weeks. So I'm going to say the Niners, actually, because – and they lost some guys. Didn't they lose Armstead? They lost someone on defense.
They lost Buckner. They traded Buckner to the Colts.
Buckner. Yep.
They traded Buckner. And they lost Sanders to the Saints.
And you know, Richard Sherman's a year older, you know.
Yeah.
So I just feel like it's not like the Niners to me are more volatile of a roster. To me, you look at that roster and it's a little more shaky ground. It's not like they have Drew Brees or Aaron Rodgers. Like, they have Garoppolo, you know? So, and we've talked about this on the show, and it's a proven thing that, like, defenses fluctuate a lot more than offenses with a premier quarterback, right?
Yep.
So,
because turnovers come and go.
Yeah, and I think if Richard Sherman falls off a cliff and not having Buckner is a big deal, like, and one other dude gets injured, all of a sudden, the Niners are just not what they used to be, you know? So I could see the Niners, and the Niners are in a tough division. Look, the Rams are good. Arizona's ascending. The Rams are still a good team. So I just think it's going to be tough for the Niners. I would say that's of all those teams, I would say that's the one for me.
We'll get back to the show in just a second. There is no shortage of action going on with our partners over at betonline.ag. The sports world is slowly making its way back, with the NBA announcing its return in late July. But right now, UFC, boxing, NASCAR, and international soccer all have resumed play, and BetOnline has the best odds and lines for their upcoming games and matches. You need more? BetOnline has simulated NFL, NBA, and UFC happening live every day for our devout gamblers to check out. BetOnline also offers hundreds of live casino games, poker tournaments, and the best props in the business. Visit BetOnline.ag on your computer or mobile device and join now to receive your welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online wagering experts. Yeah, Dave, this is a question from Saints Recline, and this is going to turn this podcast dark. You and the Saints' current starting lineup are in a plane crash in the Andes. Food is scarce, and the pilots aren't an option. Which Saints players do y'all eat to survive, assuming they meet an untimely death?
Wow, so, okay, so in the Andes, so this is the scenario from the book and movie Alive.
Drinking an IPA, so can it be any darker?
What about today? Is today the worst day of your life? Yeah.
Which I actually read that book, and I was always fascinated with that story. And of course, the book was better than the movie. So if you saw the movie, it was even worse in the book. But so cannibalism. Who would I eat?
I mean, you go like eighth string offensive lineman, right? Like, you're going backup.
No. I'm going to go. I mean,
I think you got to go the fattest dude, right? You got to sacrifice the fattest player.
No.
Jai Tuttle, maybe.
No, because.
Malcolm Brown?
No, because that's all going to be like fat. That's fat. You don't want to eat that. You want somebody who's big but like lean. So whoever is like the.
Demario Davis?
You know, somebody who's really ripped and cut, I would think would be who you'd want to eat, because he'd have like really.
So Demario Davis.
I guess.
I gotta barbecue your ass in molasses.
This would require me to see topless photos of every single Saints player.
Because so man boobs. If you have man boobs, you're out. Right.
That's right.
He Hooters. They don't have nutritional value. We put them to the side.
Hypothetical.
But I mean, if we were answering it like on who we hated the most,
Brandon Brown, are you going on the spit? Just.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I don't really hate anybody that's currently on the Saints.
Yeah, that's a good question. Do we hate anyone that's currently on the Saints? Can you even name one player that you hate on the Saints currently? Mm. Because at one point, Patrick Robinson was definitely hated.
Yeah.
I think he's kind of like bypassed that, right? Because he left, he became good, and I don't know that he's hated.
Yeah,
anymore.
I mean, this roster is really
PJ
good. And
maybe?
It's really likable. Like 30.
Who's the most hated guy on the roster currently? PJ?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Marcus Williams.
No other podcast.
Marcus Williams.
No other podcast is going to give you a question like, which Saints player would you eat if you were stranded alive in the Andes Mountains?
That's right.
Holy shit. Jesus
Christ. That's right. Become a patron. It's the kind of football
talk
we
awesome.
Give you.
Holy Please shit. Donate and become a patron.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, man. You get the podcast every day. It could involve cannibalism. It could not.
Look,
what more do you want?
I'm drinking an IPA for you guys right now. I'm doing this as a sacrificial lamb.
Kevin would barbecue Adrian Peterson.
There's no doubt about that.
That's what somebody...
Thank you, Glenn.
Glenn Collins.
If Kevin was only here, yeah. Mike, we miss you, Kevin.
I love Nick Underhill, but you're not going to get this from his...
Yeah, but Kevin's going to sprinkle a little soy... Kevin's going to sprinkle soy sauce and drop a little wasabi on Adrian Peterson.
Well, that's
flavor.
A great...
It's a great question. It's an unusual question.
That's
good.
I mean, that's... But
you could have just asked, which Saints player do you hate the most? But, you know, it's all about how you ask the question.
Okay. No. Let's do a round here. Which Saints player do you hate the most, ever?
On the roster?
And no, not right now. Just ever.
Ooh, ever.
Your most hated Saints player ever. Let's go around the horn. Let's do that. And if you're in the chat, tell us your most hated Saints player of all time.
I mean, it's hard to say because
Ralph, how do you feel about Albert Connell? As that answer.
Ooh, he's a strong choice. Wayne Gandy. I mean, Jim Haslett had Dale
Wayne
Carter.
Gandy?
Jim Haslett had a
what?
Ton of unlikable dudes.
What? Wait, hold on. Wayne Gandy?
Yeah, I just didn't like
him. Of all the dudes that have ever played in a Saints uniform, your mind goes to Wayne Gandy?
Yeah, he had that recliner that he put in the locker room he had like a $4,000-$5,000 chair. Like, he rubbed me the wrong way.
Close,
but
man.
Dale Carter, if I think more of the Haslett era, Dale Carter would be up there for
but
most
that's like
hated.
A Jarris Bird answer. It's just like he didn't live up to...
Jarris Bird is my answer.
I got to say, I think Junior Gallet.
You hate him more than any Saints player ever.
Yeah, I think so.
I think Junior Gallet for me, because Junior Gallet.
Yeah, Gallet is a great answer
because
he is very dislikable.
Horrible off the field.
Yeah, but he was great for content.
Unlikable, and he imploded the Saints' cap over his total shenanigans, which he wasn't the sole reason they didn't win and they went 7-9 three straight times. But him imploding their cap was a pretty big fucking part of it. So if I had to name my most hated Saints, I think when you add everything together, I think it would be Junior Gallet.
I can't believe we've gone 3 minutes and Dave still hasn't said the words Nick Fairley.
Well, because he never even – oh, Colby Fleener. Don't like him.
I would go with Wade Wilson, Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow.
For whatever reason, I hated him. I hated him. I hated him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's old school. That's a old school reference.
Sick.
But Wade Wilson.
Sick. Sick people. Mentally sick. 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 Sick people. Sick in the head.
Excellent. You did it. You took my advice. You put them all together. That was brilliant.
Yeah. So, but that's a good segue.
Subway. Nice. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a good
$5 foot long.
Good segue to our semifinals of the greatest Jim Mora rant.
I gotta get another beer before this.
So,
Can we even call it a beer though? Honestly.
The first semifinal is that side of the bracket's just the whole bracket for the Jim Mora rant is just destroyed. We got the 8 seed useless game sandwich we'll play in a minute, and in the 4 seed.
Yeah, so useless beat the 1 seed, right?
Useless beat playoffs. In a clean sweep, which was just an upset, you know. And then we had the to me, it's the surprise of this tournament, and that is the Jim Mora calling in to the Buford Jordan, or it's the Alexander something show, and Jim Mora calls in and just roasts and bodies Buford Jordan, and this was a rant. As I've said, I didn't know existed until I went down the rabbit hole of all the Jim Mora rants trying to find good ones for this tournament to fill out the bracket. And I have to say, that's the upset of this tournament, Andrew, was we wait for Dave to get back to get a beer. The Buford Jordan Collin one, which we'll play in just a second.
You go on useless first, right?
Yeah. So that's the surprise. But we'll go – this is – This is Jim Mora talking about the Saints don't play useless games against, egged on by his great foil, Ron Swoboda.
See, that's the trouble. You probably played a lot of useless games. We don't play useless games. Every game we play is an important game, whether it's for a playoff spot or not. Maybe that wasn't the case with you, but it is with this football team. Every game, no game is useless. So when you use a dumb term like that, a useless game, that's the most an idiotic question I've ever heard when you say something like that. They're both dumb.
Really?
A useless game. When was a game useless? Well, that is idiotic.
If they're playing for the playoffs or not.
Is it useless? Is a game useless?
You think
use your f***ing head.
You think players play differently?
Maybe you did, but these guys don't. Dumb question. A useless game. What do you guys think? A useless game. That is f***ing stupid. Wake up.
There was two more obscenity drops that I'm going to go in there that I'm going to have to pull out that I missed when I was doing the mini Jim Mora board.
My favorite part of that is that he goes itty fucking otic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that may be. So this is the one where this call, like me and Andrew were saying before, it's facing off against this call where Jim Mora just decided to call in to a post-game show, television show on a Sunday night and let Buford Jordan have a piece of his mind.
I just happened to walk in here and watch it, and I got to tell you something. It makes me almost want to vomit. And I'm being very honest with you. First of all, Buford, you absolutely have no idea who can tackle and who can't tackle. You're sitting back there saying they need to work on tackling drills. This guy can tackle. This guy can't tackle. You never come to practice. You absolutely have no idea how much time we spend on tackling. And for you to say that we have a bunch of roughnecks back there that need to learn how to tackle is ridiculous.
Nah, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
I'm going to tell you something, Alexander, and this comes from the heart. Don't ever ask me to be on your show, because when I do occasionally watch it, it really makes me want to vomit. And I don't think you're a Saints supporter. I don't think you care about the Saints, and there's no way I would ever be on your show, so don't even ask me, okay?
It's so good. It's so good.
To me that slays me about that, I've said this like three times now, that each round that it advances, but like the fact that he calls on the show, he goes on the show to say, I'm never coming on your show. Like that is just, like kills me. It kills me.
Yeah. Dave, thoughts?
So my whole thing is, you know, I said this last week, this thing's going all the way. I think this thing's going all the way. You know, my main argument for it is that, again, I'll say it, all of the other sound bites, they were press conferences, post-game, practice, whatever. They were formal interviews. You know, he was required to talk to the media, answer questions. This one, he went out of his way. He interrupted dinner, got up from the dinner table with his family, got the phone. You know, this was back then where you had the corded phone. You know, maybe it was rotary. I don't know. And called.
Probably, yeah.
And called into the show just to speak his mind. So there's 110% more effort into into him doing that into getting the soundbite. But two, I mean, just think about it. Imagine if Reggie Bush or Pierre Thomas had a show on television, said something derogatory about the Saints, and Sean Payton called in and said it makes me want to vomit. Like, just imagine if that happens now. How ridiculous is that?
And then Pierre Thomas or Reggie Bush says, I didn't say that. And then Sean Payton just completely ignores it. Like, yeah, I didn't hear. He keeps going, you know?
I mean, that's the best part. Mora was currently
that
the coach when he called into that
stupid.
Show.
Right? Correct. Wake up.
Yeah. I feel like if that happened, if a coach called into a former player show and said that, like, that would be the head story on ESPN and NFL Network for 3 days.
A week. It would be NFL Live, ESPN. ESPN would break into First Take with NFL Live to talk about it.
During this time period, all 16 of these sound bites would be on Twitter daily. Maybe. They would be the lead story on ESPN.
Here's the thing that I think young people, which is the majority of our show, need to understand is in the 90s, coaches didn't make a ton of money. And I know this doesn't have to do with Jim Mora per se because he called into a show, but coaches' shows got a little wild because coaches didn't make as much money as they do now. So coaches could make an extra 50, 100, 200 grand a year, even more in bigger markets, if they did a weekly radio show or TV show.
Terrible.
And the shit got wild on some of them. More than others, but like Buddy Ryan had a coach's show where he threatened to kill a guy after he punched him.
At least the IPA didn't exist back then.
Yeah, so that's just – it's given perspective. Like, coaches need – they wanted to make a little extra money. They did these coaches' shows and fans and stuff. And Jim Mora did one with a live studio audience, which was fine when
at the end,
when they started going bad, the studio audience, like, turned on it.
Yeah, that's great, Ralph. So what's our vote?
What's that?
What's your vote?
My vote is – well, don't we have to – let me see.
Yeah, we have to vote. That's what we have to do.
I'm going Buford Jordan.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah.
Me too.
So
even
what
more
is
more amazing now that it's gotten through?
It's a final
unanimously.
So
people are sick. You people are sick.
sick. So in the other. In the other side of the bracket, we have number 7 seed. The season is not over. This is a good rant. I'm surprised it's made it this far, but it just shows you even 80-year-old Jim Mora can still bring the heat and take a dump on Fletcher Mackel.
God, I hate to hear that. I hate to hear that.
I'm just saying the statistics say.
Is the season over? They have 13 more games to play. Is the season over? Can they go home and pack their bags and go home? You just said the season's over. That's the most negative statement that I hear from fans and media ever. Ever. And it bugs me.
Okay, well, how about
this? Is the season over? No, there's 13 more games to play. 13 more games to play, and you're saying the season's over? Unbelievable.
I'm just saying.
Unbelievable.
Statistically.
The season is not over. Do you think those players and coaches are going over there in there thinking the season's over? No way.
Look,
no way.
I'll say this. Since Sean Payton and Drew Brees arrived, they have always seemingly righted the ship in some way, and they have fought hard until the end.
And they got 13 games to right the ship again. You give all those stats. Since 2000 and this, no team that's gone on. So what? Does that mean it can't happen? No, it doesn't mean that it can't happen. What do you think those guys are thinking? They're going to look at the stats and say, well, there's no way we can go to the playoffs? They wouldn't quit then. The season wouldn't be over even that. No, the season's not over. They got 13 games to play. 13 games.
You know what I think?
Jeez.
Oh,
my
goodness.
Did you cut that opening of that as a soundbite? I hate to hear it. I told you. I want that one.
Yeah, so.
Write that down.
I hate to hear that. I hate to hear that.
That's a good soundbite.
That is a good. That's a good draw. That's another one we need to add to the mini Jim Mora rant. Board.
Yeah, that's what I'm that's what
it's the desk bang that really really drives it home.
So the other thing I didn't notice that I'm noticing now that makes me love it a little bit more is, you know, Fletcher Mackel keeps trying to talk and then Mora just cuts him off and just shuts him down.
It's just fucking great.
Yeah. The desk bang is the championship spice that can get that one.
Like the Zataran sprinkle.
So yeah. It's going to face off with this is Dave has said, you know, the Buford Jordan call-in one is his favorite. This one's my favorite. This is Jim Mora after a training camp practice against Kansas City.
To me, this is going to win.
This has everything that you could want out of a Mora rant, and the added bonus of a convicted murderer starts it off.
Obviously, you're not happy.
Oh, we got our ass kicked. It was sickening. We have 18 plays on offense. First 18 plays, we turn the ball over, one for a touchdown. The other one's going to set up a touchdown. We can't, you know, we got backs that can't hang on to the ball. They out-hit us. They out-toughed us. You know, we stunk today. We're not even close between that football team and our football team. Not even close. Ridiculous. We run two screens. We don't block anybody. We get a back, gets his knee blown out on one of them. Can block anybody. We stunk. Just stunk.
Jim, injuries.
Dean told me he blew his knee out. You know, you got to block people on a screen. Shit, he gets the ball out there and two guys, big old animals, nail his ass. Shit. It's ridiculous.
I love that part.
We run a screen before that, we get our ass nailed.
What about scales, coaches?
I don't know. You know, Dean said he couldn't put any weight on his leg. That didn't sound too good to me. Shit, we're down. You know, we're down in back. We're down in everything. We we don't have enough people right now. Be hard to practice next week. Effectively.
Pinkett done for the year, you think?
I don't know. Dean told me it looked like he tore two knee ligaments. That didn't sound very encouraging.
Do you take into account at all the fact that they bear?
I don't take into account shit. All I take into account is they kicked our ass today. That's what I take into account.
Stowers.
Well, let me just tell you something. He looked pretty good, right? They cut him before they came to camp. The Kansas City Chiefs cut Stowers before they came to camp. Looked pretty good for us. Maybe that shows you the difference between our team and their team. I don't know.
Will you go back to
practice? What do you guys think about that? Pretty good indication, right? They won't even bring him to camp. Shit, he looks like our star of the day for the Saints.
Jim, will you change the focus of practice?
Depends if we got anybody that can practice. You know, we can line up and do something.
Jim, was the effort there today?
It was all right. You know, Buford Jordan goes in there and gets a little hit and knocks the ball out. Head gets in there, gets a little hit, ball goes out. Shit, I don't know if that's effort or not. It's horse shit ball carrying, I know that. Horse shit.
Just amazing. Like, the mini Jim Mora board has one... 2, 3, 4 sound clips from that Jim Mora rant alone.
All right, listen.
And they all have the Al Copeland's motorboat revving up in the background.
I'm picking Stowers here, and listen. The first thing is he insults Buford Jordan. I need the championship to be Buford Jordan versus Buford Jordan. So
yeah, it's the prequel to him calling into his show. Like You could obviously tell he had a problem with Buford Jordan when Buford was on the fucking team, and now he's got a bigger problem with him off the team when he fucking falls into his
That's right. So
it's full circle, man. It's the circle of life. It's the same circle
I feel like Buford Jordan needs to be fully invested in all this final. So I want this to be in the final. So I'm voting Stowers. But the thing I respect about this, Ralph, is that the Saints went 11-5 this year, and the Saints went 10-6. So it's not like the Saints were a 1-15 team, and Moore was just shitting all over a team that was just awful and the worst ever. Look, he was actually a really good coach, and I respect that. I respect that he was so hard on his team when they were actually really good that year, and it was all about just trying to motivate them and using the media. Like, I just respect the fact that Mora had a long-term view, and he was just like, I'm going to tell it how it is right now, and I'm going to go – like, now is the time for me to be Debbie Downer. The sky is falling because – the long-term arc here is that I'm motivating my players to realize that even though it's just training camp, we got to lock in, you know? And like, he was I know he never won playoff games, but like, that was a really good team. And I'm just saying, like, he was a good coach. I thought that was a moment where, like, even though that was really funny, it was also a moment where, as a Saints fan, you can listen to it and kind of respect that there's a deeper thing going on there.
I want to recap all the greatness of this rant with...
I don't take into account shit. All I take into account is they kicked our ass today. That's what I take into account.
You got that one. You got...
horse shit ball carrying. I know that. Horse shit.
And this one here.
They won't even bring him to camp. He looks like a star of the day for the Saints.
I mean, this rant has it all.
Every time someone fumbles from here on out, you can drop the whole
horseshit ball carrying. I know that. Yeah. Horseshit.
So I respect that 80-year-old Jim Mora had a rant and took a dump on Fletcher Mackle and made it all the way to the semifinals. I respect that. But this is Stowers all the way, Dave.
Yeah, not no doubt. Not even close.
So, is it a clean sweep? Are we through to the finals?
Yep, that's it.
Sweep. So we have.
That's tough.
We have
tough.
Buford Jordan and Buford Jordan versus Buford. We have Buford Jordan the player versus Buford Jordan the television personality, in the finals, which is just chef's kiss, amazing.
There it is. Ralph, you are still batting 1,000 tonight, man. You were on fire tonight, Ralph.
Ralph is on
rolling tonight. So, guys,
I'm drinking IPAs against my will. Dave is drinking IPAs because he.
I drank a Shiner sea salt and lime. It was delicious. So
there you go. There you go,
guys. Final thing we want to say is, become a patron. You get the booze bundle. You get the koozie that you saw Andrew using to drink his IPA. You get the Crew to Taysom cup, the Forever Drew cup, and the custom shot glass that Dave made for us. Booze bundle. We shipped that out in August. You get that as a $10 patron, and you get the ad-free version of this show where people, I know you email me, you write on the comments all the time, I hate the fucking ads, Ralph, we hate the ads. Well, you know what? Become a patron, you never have to listen to a freaking ad ever again. How about that? So, anyway, guys, thanks for joining us on a lovely Father's Day. We hope you had...
Happy Father's Day to all the who dat dads.
Yeah. We hope you had a lovely Father's Day to all the people out there that if you have kids, if you have a dad, you told them you loved them. If your kids gave you mediocre arts and crafts to show their love, we hope you had a great day. So for Andrew, for Dave, for Kevin, who's MIA, thanks for joining us. And until next week, the bar is closed.